time now for your letters. Many of you wrote in to respond to a letter we aired last week. A listener had written to say she had decided to vote for President Bush after hearing Silvia Poggioli's letter from Europe, talking about overwhelming support among Europeans for Senator John Kerry's presidential candidacy. Her comments prompted a uniform response. Veronica Soule of Hamden, Connecticut wrote, "The listener who called Europeans busybodies for taking an interest in our presidential election and expressing a preference for John Kerry over G.W. Bush should remember that our president is the leader of the free world. Therefore, the inhabitants of the free world have a legitimate interest in who will be elected and affect their lives. My comment to that listener, don't be so parochial. If you must vote for George Bush, I hope your reason will be less shallow than spitting in the eye of those uppity foreigners." Jennifer Ovink of Richland, Washington, wrote that the assertion that Europeans shouldn't have or express an opinion about the selection of our president because that would be inappropriate interference in our election process is deceptively attractive. However, she falls on her own sword because she indeed let Europeans sway her decision on her voting choice. It's too bad that issues such as health care, the economy, and how we express our military superiority don't have the same sort of influence on her choice for the most powerful political office in the world. In other letters, Jack Kammer of Halethorpe, Maryland, wrote in response to our story from Washington, D.C., about a camp-style program that allows children to visit their incarcerated mothers. "How can it be," Kammer wrote, "that NPR, which is always eager to investigate and report any sniff of sexism against women, do a lengthy piece on a program that allows only female prisoners to have extended visits with their children without even mentioning the obvious point of sexism against male prisoners who have children?" And finally, a listener with the name Natty Bumpo of Brownsville, Kentucky, sent an email about our conversation with entomologist Jesse Scheidlauer on the tendency to misquote sayings. "I enjoyed this morning's segment on misquoted proverbs," Bumpo wrote. "Easy as pie was not mentioned, but what's so easy about pie? Have you ever tried to bake one? That made no more sense to me than the proof is in the pudding until one day I heard a friend say it right. That's as easy as eating pie." Please keep those emails coming. Send them to wesun@npr.org. And please give us guidance on how to pronounce your name and tell us the name of the town, city, or hamlet where you live. No, I got.